Could Auburn fans be close to losing one of their more beloved traditions?
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after a happy Monday. Probably not so much of a happy topic we may be talking about today, but is Auburn and Auburn fans, or are we close to possibly losing one of our more favorite traditions? You know, Texas called off their spring game. Steve Sarkisian's been very vocal as far as wanting to get away from having spring games in general. Other teams around the country are sort of following suit. Auburn, as far as we know right now, still has a day scheduled in April, but could that be changing in the future? We'll talk about all the pros and cons and the history of the spring game and how much it means to fans in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Go to UncleKeith'sRedSauce.com. Use coupon code TheBarn25. To take 25% off. If you love salsa and you're tired of the same old restaurant style, I'm sorry, store-bought jar salsa, you need to try Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. It's the closest thing you can get to a restaurant quality with a little southern kick. No preservatives, no additives. You can get it at almost every grocery store, every Publix in the state of Alabama, almost every Piggly Wiggly in the Birmingham area. If you live in Auburn, you can't turn around and not see some. You got to check this stuff out. You can go, again, if you got a grocery store close to you that has it, definitely try it there. And then when you fall in love, you can buy in bulk and save at UncleKeithsRedSauce.com. Auburn family, show them some love. Show them some support. Uncle Keith's Red Sauce, it's good, y'all. So, yeah, I hate to be a bummer on a Monday, but this has been kind of weighing on me a little bit. Because of how much I love spring practice and how much I love the spring game in general. But, you know, Texas, a lot of schools have been talking about it, but Texas was one of the biggest ones that came out, and they didn't cite anything other than the truth. A lot of other schools are doing it and citing, you know, other reasons. Texas just straight up said it. Look, we don't want to lose players for injury prevention. We don't want to advertise our kids for NIL. And this is just the direction we're going to go. We want to go more NFL style, and that's just the way it's going to be. And Texas had a little bit more of a leg to stand on, too, because if you think about it, typically, you know, back at before the extended playoffs, you play a season, okay, then you have a bowl game 30-plus days later, and then that's done around New Year, and then you have, you know, 3 months until spring. Well, now with the playoffs, you continue playing football throughout, you know, towards the middle to the end of January, middle to the end of December, then on into January, and then the championship game later in January. And then you turn around, you basically get 1 month off, and then you have to start doing spring. So those teams that want to make playoff runs and things like that, it gets a little bit tougher for them to kind of, you know, flip the script and turn around. And not a lot of time to heal, not a lot of time to, you know, just sort of get over that grind, and then you're just right back in it. But that's the things they talked about, injury prevention. More and more programs are prioritizing player health. Now, hey, it's an investment. It's an investment now. So you can't just throw these kids out there in a meat grinder and just expect, you know, whatever happens, happens, and all you're risking is the scholarship. No, you have hundreds of thousands and sometimes millions of dollars on the line. Reducing risk for key starters before the week, before the season. Transfer portal. There's a lot of folks worried about putting stuff out there on film for transfer portal. That's one of the things Texas talked about. And also, you lose a lot of kids in the transfer portal. So a lot of times when you get into spring, your roster isn't even fully finished yet. You're waiting for that, I guess, the spring portal to finish some things off. So it gets kind of tricky there. You know, again, coaches like closed scrimmages now. They want less out there on TV. Then, you know, your TV consideration, like there are a lot of TV contracts, but they don't get great viewership. I think it's more of an investment than it is actually a return. I think you put way more into it than you actually get out of it. It just seemed Texas was just like, there's just not a lot of upside for us. So we're going to just completely pull out. USC's done the same thing. Florida State's done the same thing. Now, Florida State does have some stadium renovation stuff going on, so they kind of use that. But there's a lot of schools that are pulling out. Auburn has not and doesn't plan to this year. I would not doubt it if we saw a little bit of format changing. But this legitimately could be the last spring game. As a matter of fact, I would almost predict this would be the last spring true blue Auburn A-Day game, you know, in the middle of April, where, you know, you come to the stadium and you have sort of a faux game with referees and two teams and, you know, they keep score and all that good stuff. I think this is probably the last time we ever see that this year, even if you actually see that full format. I don't even know if we'll see that full format this year, but you know, this is a tradition that's been here for a long time. Would Auburn ever, you know, consider doing this? I mean, this has been a huge event for fans. Like a lot of times, you know, this is the only Auburn game that some people see. It's only what, $5 or $10 for a ticket. You can sit wherever you want. There's typically a baseball game going on that day. It's a huge recruiting event. It's just a game. It's just a good, you're almost always going to have good weather. Sometimes there's been rain and things like that, but for the most part, you're always going to have beautiful weather. Again, parking is better. It's easier to get closer, you know, so it's not, you're not having to transit everywhere from the state to the stadium. It's just always been sort of like a really big, I feel like Auburn has been made it more of a day, more of a traditional day than most. Like you tailgate the same. A lot of folks tailgate the same way. They treat it like a football game. And it's been like almost like a homecoming of sorts in the spring. Again, huge recruiting event. You just get hype. I can remember the first time after, I think it was after Tommy Tuberville was let go, and you brought in Gene Chizik and Gus Malzahn, and I can remember that was like the biggest crowd ever. It was like the whole bottom bowl was full. And there's been times where the excitement has been up and you've had just very, very highly attended games. It makes just a really cool, really cool atmosphere in the middle of spring. But what are the pros and cons? Like what does Auburn gain or lose really from doing this? So let's talk about pros. Let's talk about some of the positive things that this could help Auburn. And then we'll obviously talk about some of the negative things. You know, I don't like a lot of negatives, but it does reduce risks a little bit. In a practice scenario, you control a lot more of the environment than if it's more of a game scenario. Now, I understand they do scrimmages, which is similar to a game. But even then, you're not trying to necessarily drive to put points on the board to satisfy fans. You're not trying to do certain things that you normally wouldn't do out of, you know, uncharacteristically just to put on a show. You're not putting on a show. So it does help. It keeps you from having a little bit more control of what's going on. So I do see that aspect of it, and that could lead to less injuries. Hey, you know, I get it. You're investing a ton of money, and I can see, you know, wanting to have that guy there at the end of the year. I was talked about, you know, Xavier Chaplin. Now this was not a practice thing. He had this injury beforehand, but Xavier Chaplin, the number one offensive tackle in the country. What if he tears his labrum during the spring game? Like that, you know, that just becomes that much more. You've got one of the highest, probably one of the higher played payers on the team from an NIL perspective. And now he could be injured and may not even be able to play. That would be something that I could see would give coaches nightmares and have GMs up late at night. We talked about control practices already for player development. Depth chart stuff, I think it helps you from an aspect of, you know, a lot of times people put, you know, you see it on TV, a kid goes and goes off, and he may not be the 100% starter, but he goes off in a spring game because you're trying to rest a starter, and now he's got film, nationwide film, on him for, you know, to possibly go in the transfer portal in a couple of weeks. It just helps you kind of keep everything insulated and keep everything from, you know, just have more control. I think that's one thing that coaches have no control over anything right now. The players have all the leverage. Everybody has this would give coaches a little bit more control that they just don't have any of currently. And let's talk about the cons. This is a small one, but 8-8 kind of became known as a big recruiting event. And I think this is why you're seeing Big Cat Weekend now moved back all the way back to spring. Now, July was ruled a complete dead period, and that was typically when you had Big Cat Weekend. But I'm almost wondering if this is preparation, because the spring game used to be the big recruiting weekend. You always had an 8A commit. That was like the thing. Who's going to be the 8A commit this year? Well, now Big Cat Weekend's been moved back to spring. So this isn't just a huge – that may be – preparing for this loss of an excuse to get a bunch of kids to campus. But if that's not a long-term thing, I mean, I could see that as being a pretty big recruiting hit, because it just got hype. You know, kids got a game environment with kids committing earlier now. That was one of their last chances to see an Auburn game day atmosphere. I could see that being sort of a bummer. Fans getting to see new players. How exciting is it to get that program? They don't wear their names on the back of the jerseys typically in spring, but how exciting is it to get that program and try to figure out all the income, especially now that kids early enroll, all the newcomers, and then the transfer portal folks. My gosh, you have like 20 to 30 new names to remember every single year. That's fun. That's the fun part about it. You get to see kids on the field for the very first time in an Auburn jersey. That was always the most exciting thing. I can remember the hype around Cam Newton. He didn't have the greatest spring game, but you know, two-hand touch was not his strength. He needed to be full contact, and you're not going to do that in a spring game. But I can remember just the hype around coming in to see new guys. When they went televised, that always helped as well, just to kind of get an idea of the new folks. You won't be able to do that anymore, depending on how they share this with the fans. Newcomers and backups, like we talk about development and new guys getting game-type reps and how important game-type reps are. This completely would eliminate that. It would shift more to, I assume, just more practice reps, which is great. Practice reps are great, but there's just something about playing with referees, a two-minute drill, all of the aspects that come along with the game. Those things will be erased if you get rid of the spring game. So there are some pros. There's some cons. Another con is, I mean, we talked about it earlier. It's just a huge tradition lost. I mean, Auburn's done A-Day as long as they've had football at Auburn. And I think that would just be a kind of a bummer, you know, growing up, going to spring games, thinking about, I'm going to take my kids to the spring games and hopefully they take their kids to the spring games, just completely gone. I'd be interested to see what they do to kind of remedy that, I guess. Now, could this just be a one-year thing? Sure. It could be a one-year thing until they have profit sharing in place. Till they can have enforceable contracts in place. It could be something that's just a one-year type thing. I don't think that's the case, but it could be. But when you start seeing these major programs like Texas and USC and stuff and teams like that move in this direction, I mean, it's really inevitable before other teams start to follow suit. So as far as like the bigger picture across college football, this is not just an Auburn thing. I mean, this could be a college football wide thing. And I know a lot of the things that I've just mentioned about why it's so special for Auburn are the same things at other places. Hey, local businesses, that's another big one that we didn't even talk about for Con. I mean, they kind of look forward to this. I mean, you only have a short amount of time in football season. Hopefully you get a big weekend built around A-Day, baseball, all that good stuff. I mean, that's just basically gone. It's just tough. The NIL and transfer portal have completely changed how rosters are built. And this is, you're sort of always on the lookout to protect what you have, protect what you've invested in. And I think this is just another way for coaches to be able to try to grab, like I said earlier, grab back some control. You know, instead of being like a showcase to the world of what you have, I think they'll probably end up being a lot more private. You know, you'll probably see a lot more on to victory or donor type practices and things like that. Maybe you have some fan days and things like that, but if things keep going like they are, it's going to be more and more reined in to where less and less people can see it, unfortunately. Back in the day, when Tuberville was here, your first practice is now, I can't remember if this was spring or summer. I think it was maybe a little bit of both. You did your first few practices out there on the intramural fields, and those were all open. With the new facility, there's not a really good way to do open practices, but maybe they can figure out ways to do maybe a few open practices where it's just literally a practice. Maybe they do one in Jordan-Hare. I don't know. I don't know what the shift is, what college football is going to look like the way they handle these, but I just have to see. I'm not exactly sure. There could be a number of different ways, but it feels like fan eyes are going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. In other words, the people that get to see the practices and the scrimmages and things on the front end before the season starts seems like it's just going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. Look, I know it's tough. I don't want to kick off Monday this way, but I'd love to get your thoughts on A-Day. I'd love to get your thoughts on if Auburn should buck the trend and keep it going. I don't even know that Auburn 100% is looking to end it, but it seems like everything's kind of going that way. Hugh kind of mentioned something a little bit along the same lines at the Senior Bowl. He'd like it to be more like the NFL OTAs. And then maybe OTAs you can do, you know, in the NFL, they actually do closed scrimmages versus other teams to kind of get ready for the season. Maybe that's the direction college football goes. I mean, if you're already kind of going to the NFL, you're already somewhat going to an NFL from a player being a professional model where, you know, kids get paid. Maybe eventually in June you can start getting enforceable contracts. Why not copy the preseason off-season model as well. You got to find a balance between safety, development, and fan engagement. You just have to. I mean, especially at a collegiate level, there's got to be. You can't just go cold turkey. That's just too big of a. That's too big of a family event. It's too big of a just too big of a historic tradition, man, to just completely trash. They got to figure out some kind of balance, and I trust that they're working on something like that if we do move away from a spring game. Let me know what you think in the comments. Let me know what you think. Tell me some of your favorite A-Day memories. I got a pile of them. I've been going since I was a kid, so it would be sad to see it go. But it would also be interesting to see the direction that college football moves. It's been kind of exciting. There has been some of the luster lost, I'm sure, for those that are sort of dug in and they like it the old way. But I think the new way brings some excitement and opportunities as well. Honestly, maybe even some opportunities to get closer, closer to the team, even though we're the subject of the show is sort of, you know, getting further away from the team. But there's some other things that could happen, especially with the accessibility to players now through NIL and things like that, that, you know, maybe you can have more of a personal experience with Auburn that maybe you couldn't before. But we'll see. We'll see. It's definitely changing. But, guys, I hope y'all have a great start to your week. And I kicked it off with a bang and just totally deflated your balloon. Talking about the Auburn may not be having A-Day in the future. Maybe we're just worrying over nothing, but it does seem to be heading that direction. Guys, if you like the video, like it. If you like the channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5, and we're going to be back every single day. Don't forget to try some Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Sign up for The Barn, thebarnauburn.com. Take $25 off your annual membership. We'll be back again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.